Come on in and have a cup of coffee.
Okay.
The neighbors are going to think you're crazy putting in shrubs in the rain.
The neighbors think I'm crazy already.
Big cup or small cup?
Big, big, big cup.
When a man is cold and wet, nothing warms him up and dries him out faster than a cup of good hot coffee. At MJB, we know this. We pay premium prices for choice high-grown coffees. Coffees that brew up rich and full-bodied. That's why MJB never disappoints. At moments like this, we think you appreciate the difference in MJB. If you didn't, we wouldn't go to all the trouble.
God bless you for taking a poor homeless man out of the rain and giving him this nice cup of coffee, lady.
You are crazy.
MJB. There's a lot of care in every cup.
Aren't they a nice couple? Aren't you glad they don't live next door? We got a lot of business to take care of tonight. We've had a lot of baseball this week, so a lot of things have been pending. Going to have a guest between 9 and 10 this morning as we continue to explore the subject of extrasensory perception and related fields. And my guest tonight will be Mrs. Ann Armstrong of Sacramento. She'll be in about 9:05. She is a psychic and will demonstrate some of her special abilities and answer some questions about the subject and so on. She has some fascinating stories to tell, and she'll be here between 9 and 10. Have a dumb question quiz for you between 8:30 and 8:45. Some of the big hit records of 1951 between 10 and 11, along with some quizzes about some of the big news stories of that particular year and some albums to give away. And then comedy album time from 11 to midnight. Hit about a year ago for Little Stevie Wonder, My Sharia Moore. It's done there by Buddy Fight from his brand new album called Buddy Fight and Friend. The Kawasaki dealers of the Bay Area have purchased this time to refute a nasty rumor about Kawasaki motorcycles. It's been said that Kawasaki is unfair, and that's untrue. And it's been said that Kawasaki plays dirty, and again, that's untrue. Unless, of course, you believe that getting more bank for the money is unfair or playing dirty. And you may feel that way, unless you're driving a Kawasaki, in which case you feel rather proud of yourself. If you have a bike, or if you're thinking about buying a bike, or you're interested in bikes, why don't you go into your Bay Area Kawasaki dealer and look over what he has? I think comparative shopping is always a good way to go. And when a sponsor, when somebody is really proud of their product and proud of the prices that they charge, they invite comparative shopping. And Kawasaki does. Check any other bike for the money, and you'll find you just don't get the exclusive features on the other bikes that you get on the Kawasaki motorcycle. That's their story. At no extra charge. See your nearest Bay Area Kawasaki dealer, and then you'll see that the only guy who says Kawasaki plays dirty is a guy who isn't riding.
Our guardian star lost all his glow the day that I lost you. He lost all his glitter the day you said no, and his silver turned to blue. Like him, I am doubtful that your love is true. But if you decide to call on me, ask for Mr. Blue.
Seller from 1960, done by the Fleetwood.
Disneyland, Knott's Berry Farm, Lion Country Safari, Japanese Village. What a concentration of pure pleasure. They're all located within a few neighborly minutes of Orange County Airport. Naturally, all of them are served directly by Air California. Want to make a big day of it in Orange County? Air California has 15 round trips each day from Bay Area airports. Plus, family fares to make it cheaper for the whole family to travel together. Want to stay longer? Air California has special tour packages that give you time to see all the great visitor attractions, hotels, meals, and car rental if you like. Air California is the only airline that takes you direct and nonstop from the Bay Area to the happy kingdom of Orange County. You can get all the details on flight schedules and tour packages by calling your own helpful travel agent or Air California.
Giants beat the Cards today. I'm glad to hear. I just found that out when I came to work. I've been on a golf course and out of touch with the world all day today, which was kind of nice, but it's good news to hear that the Giants won. You know, I'd like to see a record on Tito Fuentes this year, and I'm sure they keep this kind of a record in the clubhouse. Not just, I know what his batting average is and how many hits he's had, but I'd like to see the total on how many hits he's had in crucial situations. Hits that started rallies, hits that drove in runs, hits that won games. He has got to be probably the most valuable. What is he batting now? 265, 270, Tito? He's got to be the most valuable 265, 270 hitter in baseball. And it's not how many hits you get, it's when you get them, and he really comes up with them in the right places. Had a good day again today. So did Bobby Bonds, so did Don McMahon. And maybe now that they're home with the nice cool breezes of Candlestick Park, we'll get back on another winning streak. Lucky, the originator of discount pricing, is imitated but never equaled. For variety, value, and savings, shop Lucky. Compare over 9,000 items at everyday low discount prices. Key buys for added savings, single item pricing for added shopping convenience.
It's the savings that are Lucky Day. Lucky discounts the way. Every day, Lucky discounts the way.
Every once in a while, there is a songwriter that comes, well, not just every once in a while. There always seems to be one songwriter who is the hot songwriter at any given moment. A couple of years ago, it was Jimmy Webb. Everybody wanted to record a Jim Webb song. These days, it's Carole King, and Barbara Streisand has just recorded one of her compositions. Single by Barbara Streisand. She's getting more and more into contemporary sounds and songs. That's called Where You Lead. And the other side of that is an old hit, an old Lenny Welch hit called Since I Fell For You. And Barbara does a lovely job on that. I may get that on for you tomorrow night.
Here is your one-minute alligator training lesson for today. A full-grown bull alligator may be 12 feet long and weigh up to 600 pounds, slightly more after dinner. The alligator is best trained in a large pool. The trainer should have a rudimentary knowledge of swimming and above-average breath control. The alligator cannot be intimidated. He usually seizes his victim and drags him underwater until the struggles are over. Your first encounter with an alligator will help you decide on becoming a career alligator trainer, says Lefty Benson, former alligator trainer. This is worth your careful consideration before entering the pool. Pour yourself an ice-cold glass of Mug old-fashioned root beer, the one root beer with true draft taste. They make it the way they used to. Mug root beer is the ideal drink for alligator trainers and former alligator trainers. Mug old-fashioned root beer. You haven't tasted root beer like this in years.
24 and a half past eight. And speaking of the Giants and sports, I've often thought it would be a thrilling thing to be a professional athlete. That was always my dream when I was a kid. But also, I think a frustrating thing because any kind of a game. It's why athletes are so superstitious. Why do you do so well one day and you don't do well the next? And you don't really feel any differently. Or how is it one day in baseball you never get the ball out of the infield and you end up with three hits? And the next day, you hit four balls to the fence and you go 0 for 4 because somebody catches them. Or then there's the kind of day when you never get the ball out of the infield and never get a hit, either. Yeah, those are the kind of days I was having a lot. That's why I never became a professional athlete. In Johnny's Place, the men are wild, the women are expensive, and life is cheap. Johnny's Place is the staging for an exciting play called No Place to Be Somebody, written by Charles Gordon. It won the Pulitzer Prize last year for drama. No Place to Be Somebody, in its final weeks at the On-Broadway Theater. And it's a nice place to see a play. It's a cabaret theater, which means you can booze it up while the play is going on. That's what cabaret is all about. And it's a small enough theater that there isn't a bad seat in the house. The On-Broadway Theater. No Place to Be Somebody. Well worth your while. They have performances nightly except Monday and two shows on Sunday. For further information, call 433-6969. You heard a Carole King song by Barbara Streisand. Here's another by James Taylor.
Got a friend.
Written by Carole King, sung by James Taylor, You've Got a Friend. It's exactly 8:30. International Grand Prix racing is an exciting competitive sport, a real test of men and machines, where independent effort and skill are rewarded with fame and fortune. The Soapbox Derby, otherwise known as the World's Gravity Grand Prix, is just such a racing event for boys 11 to 15 years old. Co-sponsored locally by the Police Athletic League and your local Chevrolet dealer, the Soapbox Derby is a true world competition with all the challenge and excitement of designing, building, and racing your own car. And the rewards are considerable, too. The local winner gets a $500 savings bond, a championship trophy, and an all-expense-paid trip to Akron, Ohio, where he'll compete for a share of $30,000 in college scholarships. The local derby will be held on Sunday, July 18th at Terravel Street and Sunset Boulevard in San Francisco. Now, there's still time to sign up for this year's race, provided you've already started building your car, because you don't have all that much time, unless you're a much faster car builder than most people. See your local sponsoring Chevrolet dealer and get an official rule book and your derby jacket patch. Sunday, July 18th now is the local race at Terravel and Sunset, the local Soapbox Derby.
We at Yummy want to get to the bottom of things, like why people go for Yummy Royal Fruit on the Bottom low-fat yogurt, the kind you stir up with a spoon. Tell me, Mr. President, which of the Yummy Royal flavors do you prefer?
The one that's made perfectly plain.
Yummy, it does something yummy to yogurt.
What's yummy?
Yummy Royal.
New Yummy low-fat Swiss-style yogurt is a great instant lunch. It's different, pre-stirred with fruit all the way through. The time you save not stirring Yummy Swiss-style could change your life. But it hasn't changed mine. I just use the extra time to open another garden.
Yummy Swiss-style.
Congratulations, Yummy. That Richard Nixon impression you did has got to be the worst one I've ever heard. That's as bad as my John Wayne. Stir up something. Let me make one thing perfectly clear. Stir up something yummy. Yummy Royal low-fat yogurt. Available in 11 great flavors and one plain sensation. One plain sensation? In the dairy case, is that like a plain manila envelope? One plain sensation in the dairy case of your favorite store. There's an album I've been playing a lot called The Big Band Hits of the 30s with Enoch Light and the Light Brigade. Good album. Get a lot of requests for it. The album has been so successful, he's come out with a brand new one called The Big Band Hits of the 30s and 40s. Enoch Light. Thank you. that dandy? He's always been good. He's always been a forerunner in jazz and stereo. He was doing good stereo things long before a lot of people really got involved in that. And it's nice to hear him doing the big band hits from the album called Big Band Hits of the 30s and 40s. Enoch Light, and that's Cherokee.
This is it.
This is the first Walt Whitman, good enough to be called Budweiser.
It's here. The first and only 100% malt liquor. Budweiser malt liquor from Anheuser-Busch. Nobody but the brewers of the King of Beers could come up with a malt liquor like this.
This is the first malt liquor that is good enough to bear the name. This is the first malt liquor that is good enough to share the fame. This is the first malt liquor that is good enough to earn the name. This is the first malt liquor good enough to be.
Nelson on KSFO, 22 minutes before 9 o'clock. I'll have a dumb question quiz for you coming up in just a couple of moments.
Scandalous John, a man who needs breathing room. And Paco, his one-man trail gang, heading for the green pastures. Together, they ride on a crazy one-cow cattle drive to save the Old West from concrete and chrome. Scandalous John, a Western classic motion picture starring Brian Keith with Alfonso Arau. Score by Rod McEwen from Walt Disney Productions. Rated G.
Scandalous John opens Friday at the United Artists Cinema, Stonestown, Stonestown Shopping Center, and July 9th at Town & Country, San Jose. For the dumb question tonight, I've got a whole bunch of tickets to give away. I don't know exactly what they are. I haven't opened the envelope yet, but it feels like tickets. And I'll give you a bunch of them. If you're first to answer this one correctly at 982-5517, how many color television sets are there in the United States at the present time? That is, in homes, not those that are sitting around stores waiting to be purchased. But how many color TV sets are in use in the United States? An estimate. And you have to be within 500,000 anyway. Let's take a couple of calls there and see what people have to say at 982-5517. And what is your guess, sir or ma'am?
Let's see, about 65 million.
65 million? No. Thank you, though. Yes?
About 12 and a half million.
12 and a half million is just a heck of a guess, but it's wrong. Yes?
70 million.
70? 70?
Yeah.
Or 1717?
70.
70. That's wrong. Yes?
100.
100?
100 million.
Oh, 100 million. No. Thank you for calling. Yes?
84,600,000.
That's a good guess. Wrong, though. Yes?
27,400.
27,000?
27,400,000.
27,400,000. That's almost on the button. According to latest estimates, there are 27.6 million. Hold the line. I'll get your name and address.
He's so fine. Wish he were mine. That good-looking boy over there, the one with the cold black hair. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, but I'm gonna make mine. He's the envy
Miller, she's country and western singer, and He's So Fine. That was originally a rock hit back in the 60s by a group called the Chiffons, if you remember them. It's all right if you don't. Even their best friends don't remember them. I've got a winner in the dumb question quiz. Question was, how many color TV sets in use in the United States? Latest estimates say 27.6 million or in that general neighborhood. And my winner is Mr. James Williams of Oakland. He gets some tickets for the special Starlight cruise on the Red and White Fleet. These leave Oakland every Friday night at 8:15, take you on a tour of the bay, and you can see all the lights of the city and all of that. You get a cocktail and a little background music. Also, four tickets to the Wax Museum and a couple of passes good for the Baby Zoo and Jungle Lift at Nolan State Park in Oakland. This week, give yourself a holiday at an exciting resort surrounded by spectacular scenery. Where? It's just around the corner, practically. Nevada Lodge at North Lake Tahoe. This popular resort hotel is located in the heart of some of Tahoe's most beautiful scenery, and it offers you all kinds of exciting things to do. Every day at Nevada Lodge, you can play round-the-clock Nevada style, swim, enjoy fine dining, see nightly all-star entertainment, and relax in one of 100 view guest rooms in the lodge or adjoining chalets. What's more, you can catch the sound investment, plus Wendy and the storm warnings. They're on stage in the Topaz Room, where the lodge features its superb nightly buffet. So this week, or weekend, give yourself an exciting holiday at the Nevada Lodge and enjoy North Tahoe beauty plus Nevada-style fun. For room reservations, just ask the operator for the Nevada Lodge, Crystal Bay, North Lake Tahoe.
Need money for a car, vacation, or a pool? Then you'll want to enter United California Bank's interest-free personal loan sweepstakes for California residents 21 or over. If you apply for a UCB personal loan and it's approved, you may win it interest-free. If you don't apply, you can still win a cash prize or, on approval, an interest-free loan. Since there'll be a sweepstakes winner for every 50 loans approved until July 31st, there are still plenty of chances to win. Fill out an entry blank at any United California bank today.
This is new by Pete Seeger.
One blue sky above us. One ocean lapping all our shores. One earth so green round. Who could ask for more? And because I love you, I'll give it one more try. To show my rainbow race, die. Some folks want to be like an ostrich, bury their heads in the sand. Some hope that plastic dreams can unquench all those greedy hands. Some want to take the easy way. Kill all the unbelievers. There's no shortcut to freedom. One blue sky above us. One ocean lapping all our shores. One earth so green and round. Who could ask for more? And because give it one more try, to show my rainbow race, it's too soon to die. Go tell all the little children, go tell all the mothers and fathers too. Now's our last chance to learn to share what's been given to me and you. One blue sky above us, one ocean lapping all our shores, one earth so green and round, who could ask for more? And because I love you, I'll give it one more try.
A nice lady called the other night, wanted to get a hold of a copy of that record. She said her Girl Scout troop wanted to sing it around the campfire. It is that kind of a song, isn't it? It's called My Rainbow Race. Pete Seeger, it's a new single and also in his brand new album.
Columbus Savings and Loan Association presents Glenn Yarbrough.
And a fickle lass from Portugal named Rosie.
Ah, my little Rosie. Now she's chill, now cozy, never constant, never still.
According to this Portuguese song, few things are more fickle than Rosie. But I can think of one, today's economy. And that's where Columbus Savings can help, with an insured savings plan for your retirement. And what makes it really rosy is that you save regularly, then eventually live off your savings interest without ever touching your original investment. That's just another way Columbus shows more interest in you and the money you invest.
Columbus Savings is still offering the highest interest rates on $5,000 minimum term certificates. By investing now, you can earn a full 6% interest guaranteed from 2 to 10 years and federally insured. Visit Columbus Savings, 10 offices throughout the Bay Area. It's 11 and a half before 9 on KSFO with Gene Nelson. My special guest will be in at 9:05 tonight, Mrs. Ann Armstrong. We will be discussing the subject of extrasensory perception. Subject that I'm really fascinated with, as you may have gathered, and a lot of people, other people are too, I've gathered then. Mrs. Armstrong will be in here to chat in just a few minutes. Did you know that Ernie's Liquors, Northern California's number one chain of bottle shops, is opening a beautiful new store at one of San Francisco's most exciting addresses, number one Embarcadero Center? If you don't know Ernie's Liquors, now's a great time to get acquainted. Ernie's has one of the finest wine selections of any retailer in the world, imported champagnes and other favorites in all price ranges, plus the great California wines. Ernie's Liquors, more than 40 stores in the Bay Area, and they're now in the heart of San Francisco at number one Embarcadero Center. Waldo de los Rios and the boys kicking around a little Mozart. Waldo de los Rios and Mozart 40.
Back in the golden days when a saloon was called a saloon, the free lunch was an ingenious incentive to prolong the gentleman's stay. Booths for ladies. You bought your beverage for a nickel, and the mixer of the day was Belfast, and then got in line for your free lunch. A generous slice from a roast quarter of shorthorn steer, Swedish hardtack bread sliced an inch and a half thick. Hot homemade mustard. Thick-cut sausage. Scandinavian cheese and other diverse delicacies. That was the free lunch in the other 70s. And no wonder the big spenders ponied up another nickel and went around again. And again. And Belfast was there. Extraordinary Belfast sparkling water and incomparable Belfast ginger ale. Belfast. A sparkling part of the good life in San Francisco since 1877.
It's 8 before 9 on KSFO. A most interesting record. I don't know if that's the right adjective, but interesting, controversial, provocative, whatever. Coming up in half a minute.
At McDonald's, a dollar still gets you two juicy hamburgers, our famous French fries, an icy cold Coca-Cola, and change.
McDonald's. Maybe unusual is the word I should use to describe this record. It certainly is out of the ordinary. I don't usually get into heavy things at night. I don't discuss the war in Vietnam and poverty and pollution and all of that because I feel that you've reached the end of your day and you've had a hard day, and I try to keep it as light as I possibly can. But I'll make an exception in the case of this record. It is a very heavy record. I don't know whether you're going to like it or not, but you certainly will have an opinion one way or another when it's over. Listen very closely to this.
What is segregation?
I don't know what segregation is.
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
Rise and shine, boys!
1, 2, 3, 4! 1, 2, 3, 4!
This program to bring you a special bulletin. Dallas, Texas. The flash, apparently official. President John F. Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Anybody here see my old friend Mark?
Cold days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live.
No one can be certain who next will suffer from some senseless act of bloodshed.
Anybody here see my old friend Bobby? Can you tell me where he's going?
sent me a message that we've been here too long already. So, my thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? Oh, my God. Senator Kennedy has been shot. Ranker Johnson has a hold of a man who apparently has fired the shot. Get the gun. Stay away from the gun.
His hand is frozen. Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to. Get his thumb. All right. That's it, Raper. Get it. Get the gun, Raper. Hold him. We don't want another Oswald.
Like it or not, we live in times of danger and uncertainty. That is the way he lived. That is what he leaves us. My brother need not be idealized or enlarged in death beyond what he was in life. To be remembered simply as a good and decent man who saw wrong and tried to right it, saw suffering and tried to heal it, saw war and tried to stop it. Those of us who loved him and who take him to his rest today, pray that what he was to us, what he wished for others, will someday come to pass for all the world. As he said many times, in many parts of this nation, those he touched and who sought to touch him. Some men see things as they are and say why. I dream things that never were and say why not.
Tom Clay is the name of the man who put it together. He's a DJ from back east. The Blackberries, the name of the vocal group, and it's a record called What the World Needs Now is Love.
We at Chevrolet call Chevelle a lot of car. For good reasons. We put a lot of things into it. More, in fact, than other cars at its price. Full coil suspension, for one. A big coil spring at every wheel. It's tough on bumps, easy on you. There are inner fenders that help protect the outer fenders. The fuel evaporation control system helps keep excess fumes from getting in the air. A rugged steel beam built into each door to give added protection. And our anti-theft steering lock. Your front wheels can't turn until it's unlocked. That's just five things. We could talk about Body by Fisher and the rest. But we think the point is made. Chevelle is a lot of car. And you said so, too, by making it America's most popular mid-sized car. By the way, it's at your Chevy dealers now. And here's an idea you can live with from Chevrolet. Buckle both your seat and shoulder belts.
KSFO, San Francisco, I'm Gene Nelson. Be back with my special guest, Mrs. Ann Armstrong, right after Herb Kennedy reports what's new at 1 minute past nine.
KSFO News, presented by San Francisco Federal Savings and Loan. Her savings earn the highest passbook rate paid by any insured association. The Nixon administration says there are positive as well as clearly unacceptable elements in the new 7-point communist peace plan proposed at the Vietnam Paris talks. But on Capitol Hill, congressional leaders are voicing cautious optimism about the Viet Cong offer. Anti-war senators are threatening to introduce more end-the-war bills if the president rejects the chance for peace. The plan calls for a U.S. commitment to total withdrawal from Vietnam in return for an exchange of prisoners. Chairman John Stennis of the Senate Armed Services Committee is casting doubt over whether Congress will extend the draft law, which expired early today. He says Congress may try to force the Pentagon to rely on a volunteer army. Secretary of State Rogers is appealing to newsmen to be careful of what they publish from those Vietnam War histories. Editors of the papers involved indicate they'll continue to edit their own copy by themselves. The mail system has come a long way since the Pony Express days, and now it's run by a government-owned corporation. The acting director of San Francisco operations, Bob Seymour, tells us now there'll be some changes made.
The Postal Service will be non-political and will be in charge of all postal service within the country and be entitled to do things in a manner that is done in commercial use or industrial use.
The rash of strikes and work stoppages busting out all over the West today with the expiration of labor contracts. The most serious involving 15,000 West Coast longshoremen and 36,000 copper workers. The longshoremen have tied up 24 Pacific Coast ports, while the copper workers called an industry-wide strike in 7 western states and New Jersey. Thousands of carpenters, along with some tunnel workers, are staying off the job in Northern California and Oregon, idling countless other workers. In San Francisco, a strike by bus drivers is forcing travelers to take cabs between the downtown area and the airport. Public employees have struck Oakland Airport and Maritime Port for higher wages. Half of Mill Valley's 80 city employees are on strike in a dispute with the city council over the conduct of negotiations. Next up, a special report from Aaron Edwards.
One of America's best-known composer-conductors, Leonard Bernstein, is in San Francisco to supervise the last rehearsals of his Candide, which opens here next Tuesday. Bernstein is ecstatic when he speaks about the cast of the rewritten production, and he says that he thinks it is now ready to be a hit. Bernstein, who for years conducted the New York Philharmonic, says that he is really not interested in conducting any other orchestra on a regular basis, says that he would like to work more with kids, and says, too, that he would like to write more stage works. On the problems facing Broadway, Bernstein says,
"Well, if you must have one single solution, it has to be an abandonment of crass commercialism, because that's the only thing that's wrong. There's no lack of talent. There are new young people coming up all the time. There's certainly an enormous amount of know-how."
Bernstein, who's been criticized in some circles for lending his name to helping raise funds for unpopular civil liberties causes, says that he hopes to remain involved all his life.
"I couldn't disagree with the counterparty more. But I defend to the death their right to have a fair trial."
More news in a moment.
Look, where would you rather hear a happy little jingle? On radio or in your pocket? San Francisco Federal Savings figures you'd probably pick the jingle in your pocket. So instead of singing our praises, we'd just like to say there's no place better for making money make money. Money working at San Francisco Federal Savings makes more than money you bank. 5% on passbook accounts, 6% on 2-year certificates of $5,000 and up. That's the highest paid anywhere on insured savings. For your extra protection, San Francisco Federal Savings maintains reserves over 70% above federal requirements and invests only in highest quality first mortgage real estate loans. That's our famous extra margin of safety. Not everybody can say that. And frankly, we think it's too important to bury in a jingle.
San Francisco Federal has 11 Bay Area offices, 5 in San Francisco, plus offices in Berkeley, Los Altos, Sorinda, Palo Alto, San Jose, and Santa Rosa. KSFO Sports reports in baseball in the National League. The San Francisco Giants defeated the St. Louis Cards 8-7. Atlanta beat Montreal 7-3. Pittsburgh shut out the New York Mets 3-0. Cincinnati down Philadelphia 5-1. In the American League, Washington defeated the New York Yankees 3-1. Cleveland edged Baltimore 3-2. The Chicago White Sox over Milwaukee 6-4. The local weather forecast calls for fair skies through Saturday, except for the usual fog along the coast, extending inland tomorrow morning. Overnight temperatures in the 50s, tomorrow's highs in the 60s along the coast to the 70s inland. In the Sierra, fair and warmer through Saturday. And that's KSFO News, presented by San Francisco Federal Savings, where you get that extra margin of safety. Herb Kennedy reporting, KSFO News is everywhere. Back now to Gene Nelson.
With a tude in the form of rhythm and blues, Gene Nelson back at 10 past 9 on KSFO.
Humans are funny. They always find time for things like the dentist, mowing the lawn, paying bills. But what about the little extra time it takes to enjoy the good things in life? Like a great beer. The beer exists. The rest is up to you.
If you've got the time, we've got the beer.
Miller beer. Miller tastes too good to hurry through.
But when it's time to relax,